Good morning. You're listening to KSFR Santa Fe Public Radio. It's 8 o'clock. Coming up on KSFR News, New Mexico's two candidates for governor are courting Native American voters, who account for 1 in 10 voters in the state. Netflix announces it'll begin filming a new series at the end of this month in New Mexico. And a New Mexico man is recovering after being shot by his dog. Details after news from the BBC.
This is KSFR, White Rock, Santa Fe.
Support comes from Fix My Roof, providing residential and commercial flat roof solutions. Fix My Roof's seamless reflective silicone membranes help reduce energy use, increase the effectiveness of rooftop solar panels, and protect roofs from UV deterioration, moisture, wind, and thermal shock. All elements that reduce the life of any roof system. More at fixmyroof.com.
Good morning. Local stories now from KSFR 101.1 News. I'm Tom Trowbridge. Candidates for governor of New Mexico are courting Native American communities that account for roughly 1 in 10 voters statewide ahead of Election Day. Democratic Congresswoman and gubernatorial candidate Michelle Lujan Grisham announced Wednesday she has the endorsement of 10 tribes and many chapter houses across the vast Navajo Nation. Republican gubernatorial candidate Steve Pierce is touting his work in Congress toward creating housing opportunities for Native American communities. Netflix is set to begin filming a new series at the end of November here in New Mexico. Daybreak is based on a graphic novel by author Brian Ralph. The show follows a teenage outcast who is searching for his missing girlfriend in post-apocalyptic Glendale, California. The production of Daybreak is expected to employ 3,000 New Mexico background talent, 260 New Mexico crew members, and 3 New Mexico actors. Shooting is expected to last through the beginning of next April. A Roman Catholic diocese in Iowa is acknowledging it kept quiet for 32 years about a priest's admission to having sexually abused dozens of boys. The Diocese of Sioux City told the Associated Press in a statement Wednesday that it never contacted police or informed the public about the Reverend Jerome Coyle, despite his 1986 admission. With diocese assistance, Coyle recently moved into a Fort Dodge retirement home. That's across the street from a Catholic school. And a New Mexico man's recovering after he says his dog Charlie shot him. Yes, he said his 120-pound Rottweiler shot him in the back. The Las Cruces Sun News reports Sonny Tex Gilligan told police Charlie accidentally pulled the trigger during a hunt for jackrabbits in the desert west of Las Cruces. According to Gilligan, who's 74, Charlie got his foot in the trigger of the gun while in the backseat of Gilligan's parked truck, slipped off, and pulled the trigger. The bullet went through the driver's seat and struck Gilligan's back, breaking a few ribs and shattering his collarbone. Weather-wise, temperatures will rise 5 to 15 degrees over yesterday's readings, but will remain below normal for early November. Temperatures will remain near or below normal throughout the next week due to a northwest flow aloft. A few disturbances in the flow may bring additional rounds of rain and snow to north-central and northeast New Mexico on Saturday night and again on Monday. Santa Fe's expecting mostly sunny skies today with the high reaching 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, the overnight low 31. Tomorrow, sunny skies and warmer, Friday's high 55. Tom Trowbridge, KSFR News.